He mentioned as well the school bank. You can see more on this on the telly tonight on BBC One on Inside Out. That's on 7:30. It's a debt special talking about the problem of getting into debt and how you can avoid it. And it includes this school in Lincolnshire. Jasmine Birtles from the programme has been to Curtin Primary School near Boston, where pupils have their own currency and their own bank.
I've come to Curtin School in Boston in Lincolnshire to meet an expert team of super savers.
Hello. Hello. Please may I have the coach to go deliver?
You can, yes.
I'm Lily and I'm the bank manager. I need to look after everyone's money and I need to make sure that nothing goes wrong with it.
My name's Taylor and I am the assistant bank manager. I have to supervise all the cashiers and make sure no one's misbehaving.
Children can earn their CERTs by doing well in spelling and times tables, working in the bank or shop, and for special achievements.
You have 14 CERTs, what would you like to do?
Can I deposit them, please?
So this is an actual CERT. It's worth about 3p, but to these children it's worth a lot more. They can either deposit it in the bank here, or once they've earned enough, they can take some out and spend it in the Curtin store next door. I'm going to go in and have a look and see what I can get.
That's a little clip from the programme you can see tonight, 7:30 on BBC One. The deputy head at Curtin Primary is Claire Fovard. She's with us live on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. This has been a big success, has it, Claire?
Hi, yes, it's been a huge success.
And why has it been so successful?
Well, the children, this isn't just playing for the children. The bank and shop are real buildings within school and are actually modelled on real shops. The children have to earn our local currency, which is called the CERT. And it's really, really hard to earn the CERT. And they have to work really hard to get some. So this encourages them to save them and spend it wisely.
And I like it's called the CERT, after Curtin.
Yeah.
That's a good one. So it rewards what? Good behaviour and things like that in the school, does it?
Yes. Well, the children... Not necessarily good behaviour, because obviously our children behave well all the time.
Obviously.
Yeah, so they have to get things like 10 out of 10 in their spellings and in their times tables. If they represent the school in sporting events or musical events, they also get a CERT. And for things like good attendance as well, they'll get CERTs. But they also get them for working in the bank and shop, because the bank and shop, it's modelled on real-life experiences. So the children have to apply for their job, they have to do application forms, attend a proper interview, and then they have to work two shifts a week and fill in timesheets. So if they meet all of that, they then get paid CERTs as well.
And I suppose from your point of view, it's great because it covers so many of the different areas they would be learning anyway. And this is a great sort of example of it happening in practice.
Yes. And we wanted the children as well to understand the concept of that if they work hard at something, they are rewarded. And then that's how the whole idea was developed, really, from that.
Well, it sounds like it's going great. And I like the fact that you have your own bank manager and you've got all these jobs and things. And you're excited about looking out for you on the telly tonight?
Yes, the children are absolutely buzzing. I mean, we had a full day. We had two film crews come with a national presenter and they spent a whole day with us. So it was just amazing and fascinating for the children. And we've even had schools contacted us from out of the county. We had a school come and visit from Bedfordshire on Friday, spent the day with us. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, I think some of the videos already on Facebook, so people are getting to see it already. So you might have a few more calls after tonight.
Yes, it's just been brilliant, and the children are just loving it, loving every minute of it, and can't wait to see themselves on TV.
Well, we'll look out for you. Keep the good work. Good to speak to you, Claire. Claire there, who's the deputy head at Curtin Primary School. You can see more about their bank. Nice idea, that, isn't it? With the CERT after Curtin. Curtin Primary School tonight on Inside Out. It's not just the local Inside Out, it's going national, that one.